Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Trinity College Dublin is this week hosting the first in-person graduation ceremonies since the COVID-19 pandemic closed the campus in March 2020. The first university in the country to do so, would you believe? Attendance at the graduation requires presentation of proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test 72 hours prior to the event. For more on this, I'm delighted to be joined by the Provost of Trinity, Linda Doyle. Provost, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thanks a million.
Now, while you were having a great time at these ceremonies, I was toiling on Drive Time, I can tell you, talking to bishops about postponing confirmations, talking to events promoters about gigs not happening, and talking about third level students as well about being restricted from college, the college bar when they return in the autumn if they're unvaccinated. So tell me, Linda, how you've managed to pull this off.
Well, I suppose I should say we've managed to put it off with the hard work of a lot of people. And I have to say also as well, of course, we weren't able to accommodate everyone who wanted an in-person graduation, so there are still disappointed people out there. Mm-hmm. But that aside, what we did is exactly what you said. So it was an outdoor graduation. It was in a marquee with three sides open. You had to have a vaccination or a negative PCR test. Everyone at the graduation sat in pods, so you were with, you know, the graduands were with their family or their friends only. Everyone wore masks throughout the ceremony except the person speaking. And even like simple things like when they came up to get their parchment, you know, they weren't handed it, they picked it up themselves, you know, mm-hmm. and they had to sanitize their hands. So there was an awful lot of thought that went into it to make it as absolutely safe as possible and comply with guidelines.
It started today, Linda, you officiated at the first event, but it's been a long time in the planning, I would assume. How did it go? Did it go according to plan today?
It did. I mean, it was utterly fantastic because there was a real sense of something happening. And I could even see, for example, the people not involved in their offices thinking, oh, there's kind of a change of kind of atmosphere and spirit and, yeah. and upbeatness in college. And it was a long time in the planning and huge amounts of work went into it. So it was great. It went to perfection. And I can only thank all of the people who were involved in making sure that happened. And I do want to say, you know, as I said to you earlier, we do have very disappointed people still. And we're continuing this for another week. And we are going to obviously address the backlog in the future as well, because it does take an awful lot of planning. And of course, you can get through far less people by doing it this way.
So was it 180 people altogether? 60 candidates or graduates plus two guests. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
So are my maths wrong there?
No, you're right.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Would I have to go back to college? And so
you're okay.
Yeah, it was a big marquee then, wasn't it? And how did you manage, or did you give any advice, or did you plead with the graduands that on what they did afterwards to celebrate?
Well, I have to say they were all just brilliant, and you know, we were very proud of them. So, you know, Front Square is big. So there was plenty of space for people to spread out afterwards. I noticed around the place that anyone taking, you know, photographs were either families who were in the same pod, mm-hmm. if they were standing close to each other. And then we had a big, huge group photograph and we were all wearing masks, you know. So it was very well. I think people were so appreciative of the fact that they were able to do something like that there was kind of brilliant behaviour all around.
Yeah, and will you be following up now to see, just to be sure that there are no cases emanating from this event?
Yes, and I mean, all those details are taken and everything. And of course, because, you know, there are students who attend a Trinity, it's a closed group, if you know what I mean. So we can, you know, easily make contact.
Yeah. Now, you said that it was held in a marquee with three sides mm-hmm. open. That's effectively...
outside.
Yeah, outside. Yeah. Now, Trinity College Dublin is one of the most beautiful campuses and colleges in Europe, I should say, but the lecture halls are indoors and they are not ventilated in the same way as that marquee was. So how will it go when students return to college in the autumn? Will you have 50 or more students in a lecture hall face to face with the lecturer?
So I suppose what I can say now for definite is that all students will have some in-person teaching experience, and the exact details of who and where and when will depend explicitly on the government guidelines we get about social distancing or no social distancing. So that's one thing to say. The other thing to say is we have done air quality tests on all spaces and lecture theatres, so we know exactly the quality that is supposed to be maintained. And we know how to do that. So we can facilitate lectures in that way as well. But ultimately, the fine details can only be worked out. We've been doing a lot of planning for different scenarios, planning for, 1 metre, 2 metre, no social distancing. And once the government issue the guidelines, we'll be able to kick in to action the details.
And in a word, where do you stand on mandatory vaccination for students, yay or nay?
I suppose I would say that, we're here to follow government guidelines, but I personally would encourage everyone to get vaccinated. Okay. I think the rollout programme in Ireland is fantastic and people should avail of it.
Quite a political answer. You're not a provost for nothing, I can tell you that much. Linda Doyle, provost of TCD, thank you very much indeed, and best wishes to all the graduates who are qualifying and getting their qualifications over the next number of days. From Trinity, that's